Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2874, Control Your Choices Before They Control You, by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Control Your Choices Before They Control You, by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. On the classic TV show Lost, Charlie is a heroin-addicted leader of a rock band stranded on a desert island, his supply running low. The pain of withdrawal is imminent. Seeing an opportunity to help, another character, John, takes the drugs from Charlie and tells him, "If you want these back, all you have to do is ask for them. On the third time, I'll give them to you." Despite Charlie's pleading, John explains that Charlie now has a choice. His addiction is ending one way or another, either right now by making the choice not to indulge anymore, or later by using up his supply. Whether you think John is a hero or a jerk, the predicament he put Charlie in is one most of us face every day in some small way. We can either make the best choice now or put it off until later. The problem, of course, is that procrastinating on good choices only gets easier the more you do it. And changing direction only gets harder the longer you delay. Here's a helpful way to think about the decisions you make each day. Control your choices, or they'll control you. Your psychology is a fascinating and complex thing. Every choice you make affects the next one after it. This is how habits are formed and become ingrained. The more you make the same choice, the easier it becomes to make that choice again. As difficult as it is to truly understand yourself, it's not so hard to see how the choices you've made led to the type of person you are. You can waffle back and forth between them and get lost in the overlap, but there are basically two ways to classify yourself. Number one, you control your choices. You see the opportunities and pitfalls in front of you each day, and you consciously decide how to respond to them. Your life is a ship on a tumultuous ocean, but you have a skilled captain at the helm. Or number two, your choices control you. The ocean of life is too much to bear and you're overwhelmed by the choices in front of you. You let your base instincts, the ones only focused on short-term gains, steer the vessel. Think of some of the situations you might want to change in your life and ask yourself how you approach them. Number one, deadlines at work. They're coming one way or another. Will you prep for them now or wait until they're staring you in the face? Number two, losing weight. If you're overweight and unhealthy, you'll eventually be forced to do something to fix it. Will you wait for life to force you into that position, or will you choose to tackle it proactively? Number three, quitting smoking. There are 12 cigarettes left in your pack. Do you take control by tossing them out, or do you wait until the pack is empty? Number four, improving your finances. If your spending is out of control, you'll eventually go bankrupt. No more spending allowed. Will you wait for that to happen, or will you be the one to take the first step towards righting the ship? Number 5, advancing your career. Changing jobs is scary. It's easiest to just wait for your boss to promote you or let you go. If you want better odds than a coin flip, you might need to start communicating more effectively and making your ambition known. Number 6, dating and relationships. Will you wait and hope someone magically comes along who perfectly fulfills your needs? Or will you fulfill your own and take it upon yourself to find someone who complements the life you've built? Your choices can make you strong. It's funny, isn't it? When you take the easiest path, you often end up dissatisfied and unfulfilled. Sure, it was easy, but left you feeling empty and less in control. Worse, it made it easier to make that same unfulfilling choice again and again until it was a habit. Now think of the times you made the choice to do things the right way, even if they were hard. All that effort was hard, but it left you feeling powerful. That's your brain rewarding you for taking control. That's the dopamine blast, the satisfaction of making the hard choice and sticking with it. It doesn't come right away, that's what makes it hard, but when it does, it's oh so satisfying. Hard choices become easy. Each time you make that hard choice, it gets easier to make it again. So you do, and you continue until it's an automatic decision. The habit this builds makes you unbelievably strong, and each time you make the choice to take control again, you get even stronger. The path to strength is not easy, it can't be. Strength is gained through struggle, through resistance, but the reward of strength is great. It's a life of direction and satisfaction. Take a look at the decisions you make over the course of the next few hours. What trade-offs are you making? When you run into a difficult one, a decision you'd rather not make, ask yourself what you would do if that decision were easy instead. If you like the answer, then make that decision because tomorrow it will be. You just listened to the post titled "Control Your Choices Before They Control You" by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. Thank you to Tyler. It's a good point that the easiest choices in life or the ones with the easiest path are most likely the least fulfilling in the end. And that's because they are the short-term pleasures or short-term avoidance of pain. Whereas embracing the short-term pain, if you want to call it that, of exercise or a healthy diet or putting the phone down or getting up from the couch, it's a very short-term pain in the overall realm of things, but with consistency, a very long-term benefit. Something to think about today. Try to remember it as you make those decisions. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.